This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Trump is now doing the right thing, taking control away from Fauci and the rest of those NIH, New World Order, WHO criminals. He is now turning the economy back on. They are going to count every death in this country, whether it's from shark attack or car wreck or heart attack, as COVID-19. And the American people must expose the hoax or the depression that's already unfolding will destroy us all. Here's the president last night calling out the human scum.
Get your reaction to some breaking news. The Justice Department has decided to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that was happening at this moment. I felt it was going to happen just by watching and seeing like everybody else does. He was an innocent man. He is a great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration, and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum. This should never have happened in this country. A duly elected president. And they went after him by going after fine people. And those fine people said, no, I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. He's not the only one. There are many of them. And they all said, I can't lie. They could have said something like, oh, make up a lie. Trump loves somebody or something or some country. And they said, no, you wouldn't have any problem. That's what they were trying to do. And it's a disgrace. The Obama administration, Justice Department was a disgrace. And they got caught. They got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dishonest. It's treason. It's treason.
Very powerful press conference. We've got more of that press conference coming up today. History is happening before our very eyes. We're learning who's on the side of good. We're learning who is on the side of bad right now. But on this Friday, May 8th, Global Transmission, we have a whole bunch of really exceptional guests as well. We have Ivan Raiklin, a Defense Intelligence Agency former officer and lawyer and Green Beret, and good friends with Michael Flynn, senior and junior. And he, of course, brought Michael Flynn's son to our D.C. event to lay out the treason just a few months ago. We're going to air that speech here today as well. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to give folks the inside scoop on what's coming next in the general and what he's planning next. I'll just leave it at that and let Ivan Raiklin lay it out for you. James O'Keefe doesn't need any introduction. One of his greatest coups yet, exposing indeed that CBS and others are staging fake hospital lines. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare operations for the State Department and the CIA, will be joining us to talk about the psychological operation being run against us by the deep state. And, of course, Dr. Nick Begich as well, one of the top experts on the globalist takeover. One of the first people to expose it in great detail 27 years ago. His father was murdered for exposing it, U.S. Congressman. Brother, of course, has been a famous U.S. senator. So that's all coming up today. You want what's going on? Tomorrow's news today? You want to understand the trends? You want to be able to call in with your views that we cherish and relish as well? That's what this place is about. That's what InfoWars is about, and that's why you have put us in the field, and that's why your support leads us into information warfare combat with the weapon, the sword of truth, the shield that God's given us of your prayers. I am Alex Jones, your host. Whatever you do, remember, you are the hope. When you spread the word about the broadcast, however you're listening to it, it breaks the globalist back. When you don't, we all lose.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night San Antonio passed a completely 180-degree opposite of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and common sense law, saying that if you say Chinese virus, you will be arrested and put into prison. They also said anything the ADL deems as bad is arrestable. So we now have the ADL ruling San Antonio and most other blue cities with their reign of terror. We have Sacha Baron Cohen last year at the ADL, or I guess early this year, saying that anyone that says the UN wants replacement migration, that's third world populations to overtake the first world, which is an official UN plan on their website, should be arrested. And he called for anyone that engages in thought crime to serve 10-year hard labor prison sentences. So he is literally our ruling commissar, very horrific and just over the top. Trump has come out and called out the human scum that tried to entrap and set up General Flynn and then threatened his son if he wouldn't give a false guilty plea. That's all come out. Comey is scrabbling around trying to rally the deep state moles to continue to try to overthrow Trump in a tweet he put out. Trump is taking control of the operation where they're trying to destroy the economy and is now ignoring the NIH, which is run by the WHO, which is a very good move, and we should all be celebrating that. But will he be successful? Is it too late? Buchanan's calling it his pivot and saying that it's very FDR-ish. We're going to cover it all coming up. But first, a powerful report that just went live at band.video, the pseudoscience of vaccines, Big Pharma's final solution. And again, this is a very powerful report. Only way the dog hunts is if you share this on your email with friends and family, on your text message, word of mouth, Facebook and Twitter. If you want to defeat these people, and we're very close to being able to defeat their whole hoax, then now is maximum effort. Here it is.
In 1796, Edward Jenner extracted a small sample of an infected child's smallpox pustule and injected it into a young, healthy boy. He then gave the boy a large dose of smallpox, and the boy remained healthy. Jenner concluded that the risky treatment had granted the child miraculous immunity. But that's how the immune system works already. So what granted the child immunity? His healthy immune system, or the injection of foreign infectious tissue? The science is not conclusive. Smallpox spread as a result of European colonization, and it slowed as herd immunity set in. This timeline coincides with the introduction of the smallpox vaccine. Was it the vaccine, or was it natural herd immunity? In some cases, the smallpox vaccine resulted in immunity. In others, it resulted in death. It also created smallpox outbreaks where there were none. The 1902 Biologics Control Act classified vaccines as biologics. This allowed the U.S. government a loophole to bypass stringent testing and fast-track vaccines. Ever since then, vaccines get approved once they produce antibodies. And to this day, the efficacy tests are done on the general population after the vaccines are distributed to the public. The Nazis were experimenting with vaccines on the German people, and the U.S. decreed this to be a war crime when they signed the Nuremberg Charter after the war. And yet, the practice of experimenting on the public with dangerous vaccines continues to grow in America. In April of 1955, known today as the Cutter Incident, more than 200,000 healthy children in the USA received a polio vaccine that resulted in 40,000 cases of polio, leaving 200 children with paralysis and killing 10. Today, the majority of polio is caused by the polio vaccine. By the 1980s, vaccine manufacturers were losing money due to the amount of lawsuits they were paying out to victims of death and disease caused by vaccines. It was well understood that negative reactions and fatality were unavoidable consequences of vaccines, and so they were given legal liability protection. In 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was passed by Congress to protect vaccine manufacturers from private lawsuits and to create a fund to compensate victims of vaccine damage and death. In legal theory, vaccines are recognized as being unavoidably unsafe. After the NCVIA passed, there was zero consequence to the vaccine manufacturers if their products killed or harmed the public. This created a gold rush for vaccine companies. A new vaccine accepted onto the CDC schedule is worth about $1 billion a year for the manufacturer. In the early 1980s, children received three vaccines. In the decades following the implementation of the NCVIA, the CDC has increased their childhood vaccine schedule to almost 6 dozen doses. During this same timeline, diseases began spiking, such as peanut allergies, asthma, eczema, and autism. But because these possible outcomes are listed on the manufacturer's insert, the vaccine companies can never be found liable. Studies have shown that the DTP vaccine is killing more people than the disease it was intended to prevent. But the vaccine companies are not liable. The four companies that produce the 72 scheduled vaccines, Merck, Pfizer, Sanofi Pasteur, and GlaxoSmithKline, are all convicted of felony crimes involving falsifying science and defrauding regulators and killing hundreds of thousands of people. And yet, they continue to make billions off of selling their experimental mandatory vaccines. These same companies are also earning hundreds of billions of dollars by selling medications to treat all the emerging illnesses that have appeared since the increased vaccination schedule. The U.S. has some of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. Scientific studies have shown a direct correlation between infant mortality rates and the amount of vaccines mandated to children. The more doses mandated, the more children died. The United States ranks the highest for the amount of experimental doses of children's vaccines mandated to the public. And the third leading cause of death in America is due to medical errors. Is this science denial, or is this science? Starting in 2016, Bill Gates invested millions into vaccine manufacturer Moderna. With zero profit and no significant clinical data, Moderna went public in 2018, valued at $7.5 billion. In late 2019, Moderna's stocks were falling by 30%. but was soon propped up by Anthony Fauci's NIH to develop a new experimental mRNA vaccine. Traditional vaccines are made up of small doses of a disease-causing organism introduced into the body to provoke an immune system response. mRNA vaccines trick the body into producing some of the vital proteins itself by rewriting the DNA inside a cell. They have never before been implemented. Even though the coronavirus is turning out to be less dangerous than the seasonal flu, the NIH is working with Bill Gates to vaccinate the entire global population with a new experimental type of vaccine that will rewrite our DNA. And no matter how dangerous it turns out to be, Big Pharma will only continue to thrive. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That's right, folks. And Bill Gates is already pushing for liability protection worldwide for the DNA vaccine that reprograms your body. And you know it's a Trojan horse. The full report that you should share if you want to live seriously is the pseudoscience of vaccines, Big Pharma's final solution at band.video. You are our only hope.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Trump is betting on America. Pat Buchanan has an article out saying President Trump's strategic pivot is like FDR saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, Trump's betting that you're not cowards, that you're not idiots, that you're not fools, and that when you were told, hey, lock yourselves down so that there's hospital beds for a couple weeks, you're like, sure, that sounds reasonable. You didn't do it out of fear. You did it out of wanting to help. But when you saw it wasn't about hospital beds, the hospitals were empty, and they were attributing every death out there from heart attacks, cancer, pneumonia, shark attack, automobile accident, gunshot wound, drowning, to COVID-19, which is now confirmed by Fauci. And they said, oh, we're never closing. And now 200 Hollywood stars, along with a bunch of billionaires, say, oh, it's good for the earth, never reopen. And it's a death sentence, 135 million extra, set to starve to death, 30 million starving to death right now, UN admits. And that Hobson's choice, that false dichotomy, that catch-22, that, oh, every death that happens is Trump's fault and is your fault if you don't stay in your house and wear your mask and... When our economy shuts down in the first world, the third world dies. And that's a fact. And so Trump is betting on the American people. You know, I'm not a fan of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, some of his socialist policies. I understand the country was in a collapse, and that's what they did. But when he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, that was true then, and he's even more true now. Because we were fighting Hitler and the Japanese. They were formidable. This thing isn't even as strong as the flu. But it's the vaccine that you should be scared of. That's why it's man-made, so this deep state can own it. Here's what Roosevelt had to say in December of 1941.
This is a day of national consecration. And I am certain that on this day, my fellow Americans, expect that on my induction into the presidency, I will address them with a candor and a decision which the present situation of our people impels. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And, of course, he said that at the beginning of his inauguration when he was coming in the middle of the Depression, and he said it again in 1941, the day after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Now, President Trump understands this, and that's why when you're going down the hike and bike trail like I do almost every morning, and people are 15 feet away and they get up against the bushes, you just say, come on, it's not even as bad as the flu. It's killing the third world. Just stop it. And I might go by 30 people before one person does that, but I go over and start having a conversation with them. So and a lot of times they go ahead and listen. Sometimes they say, F you, Alex, because they're usually a leftist. They're almost always a guy in a pink or green shirt. Nothing against pink or green shirts, but you know what I mean? They're just into how they're gracious and they're good and I'm mad and... They understand it's for the greater good. No, the greater good is not act like a bunch of cowards. And of course you should take vitamin D3 all the time. You should take zinc all the time. Of course you should take vitamin B12 all the time. They're all essential. You die without them. How do you die? Your immune system shuts down and a regular cold or flu kills your ass. Why do you think old folks die? Their stomachs, their guts don't absorb things anymore. But I digress. People should get prepared in case Trump isn't successful, because a lot of actuaries show, even I said this last week, I said, this will take decades to recover from just in the actuaries. And J.P. Morgan came out today and said 10 to 12 years for U.S. economy to return to where it was. And I believe with confidence, people getting back into the economy, we could stop that, but not if it doesn't happen quickly, because what they're finding is here in Austin and other cities, I didn't need to read statistics to know this, but I went and looked it up. It's true. When the restaurants opened up, people didn't come, folks. And when they ask them why, they go, well, I just feel like I'm not helping if I do. And they're not even scared of the virus. They just feel like shame, because you wear the cone of shame, the mask. And when you go to the stores, they boss you around and stuff at the big box stores. You know, they're the only ones where you're allowed to go now. So they're already in just a few months, 56 days, 57 days, we're habituated not to go to mom and pops and to go to Walmart, Target, or other big stores and be bossed around by minimum wage jerks. So here's the headlines. Trump tightens grip. Oh, the NIH and WHO are unelected. The WHO calls the shots. How about WHO tries to keep its grip around the U.S. economy when the Chinese economy is already open? Trump tightens his grip on coronavirus information as he pushes to restart the economy. He tightens his grip, that dictator. AP, Trump administration buries detailed CDC advice on reopening. And he sidelines this scum now that he knows how bad they are. The president didn't even know about Bill Gates and eugenics and his dad and the whole thing. He does now. He does. Media Matters is so pissed. Well, their Nazi collaborator, patron, Soros, this is all coming out. Oh, yeah, burns your ass down again. So, politically, they'll say, Jones is threatening to burn us down. No, I meant burn your lie down. Because your lie may go halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on, as Twain said. But once it gets its laser eyeballs on you, nothing can stop it. Because the very same NIH that gets its walking orders from the WHO is the same crew of miscreants and knuckle draggers and scallywags that told you it was going to be 50 times the death rate and then 30 times the death rate and then 20 times the rate. They said, oh, if you lock everything down, you know, the curve will be up here with 2 million dead. But if you don't lock it down, it's 5 million dead. And then it's like, well, if you lock it down, it'll be 1 million dead. All of it lies on purpose. All of it directed with extra money. What is it? $50-something thousand. $53,000 total to say somebody's a COVID patient and then snake a tube down their throat. Whatever it is, $13,000 to say they're a COVID patient, $39,000 and a bunch of other funding. It's insane. A bounty on your head to get you in that spider's web in those blue city hospitals where they're as mafioso as it gets, but they're a guild and they're scrubs, so they're above the law. Most doctors aren't evil. They're speaking out, and they get silenced. Most nurses aren't evil, but let me tell you, they follow their orders in those hospitals. Medical systems are dictatorial because you're in a stressful situation. People aren't arguing with you in those situations, but that's why it's prime for corruption. We're going to go to break and come back with one of the folks that works with General Flynn, with him at the Defense Intelligence Agency. They're now out of the Defense Intelligence Agency and in the American Intelligence Agency called We the People. And he's going to give us his take on what's happened and where the general goes next. Is he going on offense? And please don't forget, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You can still get high-quality, affordable food at InfoWarsStore.com for the election, the civil unrest, all the stuff they're trying, the race war they're trying to start. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they need to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
President Trump came out yesterday and called Comey and the criminal leftist Soros cabal inside the FBI trying to overthrow the election of 2016, knowing President Trump was innocent of any Russian collusion, knowing that General Flynn was a loyal war hero and an American patriot who got into the military to defend this country. Trump called them human scum. Here's the president.
Get your reaction to some breaking news. The Justice Department has decided to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that was happening at this moment. I felt it was going to happen just by watching and seeing like everybody else does. He was an innocent man. He is a great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration. and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price, because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum. This should never have happened in this country. A duly elected president. And they went after him by going after fine people. And those fine people said, no, I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. He's not the only one. There are many of them. And they all said, I can't lie. They could have said something like, oh, make up a lie. Trump loves somebody or something or some country. And they said, no, you wouldn't have any problem. That's what they were trying to do. And it's a disgrace. The Obama administration, Justice Department, was a disgrace. And they got caught. They got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dishonest. It's treason. It's treason.
So, now we have an article up on InfoWars.com. Now that Michael Flynn is free, Trump may attempt to push the Russiagate and punish the Russiagate conspirators. But now Comey has come out, directing their stay-behind networks of moles still in the DOJ. He says the DOJ has lost its way, but career people, please stay, because America needs you. The country's hungry for honest, competent leaders. But it wasn't honest how they went after General Flynn and threatened General Flynn's son if he didn't say he was guilty, an old authoritarian tactic. Ivan Raiklin has been on the show before. He's been at some of our events and spoken at the one where General Flynn's son spoke a few months ago in D.C. He's a former Green Beret, recovering lawyer, ultra-marathoner, operating at the intersection of national security startups, politics, and law. He is general counsel at Yippie.com, and he is at Twitter at R-A-I-K-L-I-N. So, Ivan, thanks for coming on with us. Where do you want to start? I know you're friends with the general, friends with his family. You know a lot of the inside baseball. Can't get into all of it here, but this is a big deal. What are your observations? What are little birdies out there telling you that's going to happen next?
Now, first off, I mean, yesterday was a glorious day. I just want to say that. Finally, we can have a little bit of faith that the wheels of justice are turning in the right direction. Most of it thankful to Sidney Powell, who is General Flynn's attorney. As far as what's kind of going on, I mean, a lot has been going on the last week. We've had a lot of motions and a lot of documents that have been disclosed to the public that were previously under seal. And you know, a lot of people are still digesting those. One of the big things that came out yesterday, in addition to what the Department of Justice filed a motion for, which was to withdraw their intention to prosecute General Flynn, the other piece was the DNI, Rick Grenell, disclosed 53, I think it was, transcripts from the Russia investigation that was spearheaded by Adam Schiff. So all these things, I mentioned these things just to say that there are a lot of, all of it really overlaps. And we're going to start to see the unraveling of how everybody at the senior levels within the FBI, the Department of Justice, National Security Council, and up at the White House during the Biden-Obama administration were all involved in ensuring their insurance policy was going to come to fruition. Fortunately, the freedom fighters that were the incoming administration, we had enough people to be able to push back on that. And that's what we're starting to see now. So the first 3.5 years was essentially defensive in nature. And then as of yesterday, my prediction is that we will be going into complete, more than nuclear option offense. So expect that. And when I say that, from a legal perspective.
That's right. And, of course, you are a lawyer. You also were at the Defense Intelligence Agency, I guess, when Flynn was there as well, but you can't get into all of that. Why were they so scared of Flynn? I mean, we now know from a lot of the documents they thought that he was that Trump would then have somebody that would bring in a group of pro-Americans that would kick the Chi-Coms out.
So I say this. I mean, President Obama appointed General Flynn twice during his administration to a senior post confirmed by the Senate. Last one being the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And as you can imagine, as a director of one of the 17 intel agencies, the one that actually leads the entire defense intelligence enterprise, he is privy to information that most people are not, many people are not, to include the insights of the Obama administration. Now, as we, you know, viewers and you of the show know, during that time, we had, 2014, when he was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, that's when the Ukraine crisis kicked off. So right after the Ukraine crisis thing kicks off, you have Joe Biden, along with John Brennan, heading over to Ukraine to try to resolve or help Ukraine in their situation. And then the result of that is they send, Joe Biden sends his son to go ahead and advise Burisma on how to, in unconventional ways, improve their economy by helping out with their natural gas sector. And I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was advising them on how to snort coke. It seems to me that that's what he's good at. Maybe he has a high tolerance for inhaling of different chemicals. Maybe he was advising on how to inhale natural gas in a certain way. I don't know. His expertise obviously wasn't.
So that's another reason Obama was so freaked out, is that as the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency that actually was running real operations, not just sitting around like some of the other agencies, and had knowledge of what was really going on internationally, and had access to all the other 16 agencies.
Anything military related, he would have visibility on. Ukraine crisis, and then it transitioned later into that summer where ISIS started to run roughshod over northern Iraq. And the main reason why he was resigned, whatever you want to call it, is that he was speaking truth to power in the sense that, you know, ISIS, the fundamental Islamist threat, was out there to retake Iraq. And it was Obama's policies that...
That's right. He warned right before the whole Arab Spring what was about to happen.
So... With that, as he was pushing back on the administration, because the previous administration didn't want to hear anything about the failures of what was going on with the policy of pulling all troops out of Iraq, he was released. And then a few months later, I can't recall exactly, but he had a meeting with now President Trump at Trump Tower, asking him, if you're serious about running, I'm a serious guy. And President Trump convinced General Flynn that he was also serious and he was on board. And I think that was really the initial trigger point that infuriated Obama, of being a director of Defense Intelligence Agency moving over to support a president that supports the America First agenda. And he backed him, and that's what infuriated Obama. And I think what really probably tipped things to where Crossfire Hurricane and all these different deep state actions occurred within the legal context was at the National Convention in 2016, when folks in the crowd started chanting "Locker Up," and General Flynn acknowledged that. And I think that was the point in time, and I'm guessing, educated guess, that that's when the deep state started to go after Flynn in a substantive legal manner by using all of the resources available to the Department of Justice and FBI.
Ivan Raiklin, stay right there. We're going to come right back on the other side and talk about this. I was there at the RNC when that happened, and I was like, oh boy, it's on now. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we've got James O'Keefe coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Dr. Steve Pachenik, Dr. Nick Magich, and others. But Ivan Franklin's a really smart guy. We need to get him an external microphone so he might be in the room with us here when he's on Skype. But his audio is okay, but the points he's making are really important. We're going to go back to him here in just a moment, talking about the whole General Flynn thing. But let me just remind listeners briefly. The only reason we're still here on air, despite all the DNC lawsuits and the attacks and all sorts of other stuff they have going on behind the scenes, is because of your financial support. And we make it easy to support us. We have the very best krill oil you're going to find anywhere. This is the highest grade that we could possibly find out there, and it's at a very good price, and it's 50% off right now. It's very, very popular, and the level of D3 in this and other essential fatty acids is over the top. For adults, for children, for you name it, it really is next level. We also have the three different scents of essential oil in eucalyptus, in peppermint, and, of course, in lavender. And it's organic essential oil, and it's the organic alcohol. That way it doesn't dry your hands out, which I just use on a regular basis, not for the stupid COVID-19 thing, but just on a general basis to desanitize and clean my hands up when I can't wash them or I'm out on the road or, you know, out taking care of business. Also, we have back in stock DNA Force Plus that has PQQ and CoQ10. If you don't know what that does to your cells, how it cleans out your mitochondria, how it actually helps grow new, healthier cells, how it makes telomeres last longer. It doesn't make your telomeres grow, makes telomeres last longer, which is the same thing, basically. They don't get longer, they just shrink slower, which is the same thing. And it's a great formula, very strong formula, has a lot of other things that boost those and help get into your cells. DNA Force Plus is something everybody should be taking, and it funds this operation, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have back in stock Ultra 12, very high quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue. It's 50% off, and I don't normally do 50% off. I wasn't going to do it this year because that's so close to our break even on some of the products. On others, you know, we only make like 50%, 100% on that. That sounds like a lot with the overhead, with the bandwidth. It's very expensive to run this operation. We have our own video streams. We have our own audio files. We've seen a fivefold increase the last 4 months of the traffic to band.video, but the bills have been exponential. And so I'm not complaining, but you've seen the outages the last week. That wasn't sabotage. That was the company we use. It's a big one. Does not have servers big enough because it delivers to the servers and goes out to the cloud, but you still got to have a certain type of server that distributes that. We're having to upgrade to even more expensive systems as we speak. I just pulled the trigger yesterday on systems that cost three times more. So that's why our success demands the funding. So get products you need, help get the word out, and fund the second American Revolution. Now more than ever, it is so critical. Now, going back to Ivan Raiklin. Ivan, you're making some really great points about Trump, General Flynn, everybody about to go on the offensive, the different camps inside U.S. intelligence agencies. The average person in the U.S. intel agency, I would say, is a good patriotic American, but the bad guys up on top, clearly a civil war inside the government. The first year and a half, Trump fighting for his political life. Now he's beginning, if he can stay in office, past this next 178 days, to go on the offense. What does offense look like?
Yeah, offense looks like, first thing is, it was yesterday, the transition. Offense is going to transition into the legal filings that should be occurring with John Durham, the U.S. attorney based out of, I believe, Connecticut. And I would expect that in the next week would be the earliest, where you will start seeing criminal referrals and then criminal indictments on folks like Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Peter Strzok, potentially Lisa Page, and then it's going to escalate from there. That's probably the initial salvo, the initial phase of the offensive operation.
Now, for folks that don't know, we've been hearing 2 weeks forever the last few years, but now with the election coming up, with Durham's investigation, Durham has come out and said, we believe we have material for indictments, but we're still investigating. With a statement like that, I mean, he pretty much has to indict, especially with all these documents that have come out.
Right. There's so many documents coming out. We still don't know all the documents that were uncovered by the Eastern District of Missouri attorney that was assigned by Attorney General Barr to go ahead and review the Flynn case. The initial documents came out, and then as those documents start to come out into the public light, there will be political pressure as well as, you know, the pressure from the American public once we start to learn what are in those documents that's even worse than what we've seen. And depending on how those prosecutions go, again, once you prosecute someone, there's something called discovery, and it's going to open up even more risk to those players that were out to get President Trump via General Flynn.
And so that's really Trump's October surprise, is to have all this opened up. Right during that point, my concern is using the virus hysteria. We now know the Chinese hyped it up to hurt our economy. That's even the New York Times had to report that 2 weeks ago. We first said it 12 weeks ago. They're racing to try to kill the economy, hoping the American people blame Trump. But I don't think that's going to be successful.
So one point I want to make before we hit kind of talk about the China virus is that the other phase that's going to happen is it's going to really depend on how General Flynn wants to proceed, because there's probably going to be some civil matters that he can take up against those individuals that will also be criminally prosecuted by the Department of Justice. So that would be the second component of going on the offense. So financial ruin to these individuals, as well as he has the ability to go after his previous law firm that was in, you know, conspiring essentially with the previous attorney general two previous attorney generals ago, Eric Holder, who was a senior partner, I believe, at the law firm Covington Burling. And at the end of all this, I would not be surprised if General Flynn will be owning a law firm called Flynn Covington Burling, based out of D.C., because he's going to go, he has the potential to go after him on their, to the maximum of their policy.
Well, I remember when this was unfolding 3 years ago, and I was like, what is he doing using that law firm? And now we know the FBI came in and was basically investigating the lawyers, claiming they might have done something criminal to get them to do a secret deal to basically turn on Flynn. I mean, that is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. This is the, this show, there's so much evidence out there right now showing this is probably the most corrupt FBI in the history of its existence. At the top level, like you said, not the line agents that are trying to do the right thing. They're following the rule of law, trying to make sure that their FISA warrants are done in the most professional legal manner. But when you have 17 out of 17 FISA warrants that were involved in this Crossfire hurricane having some sort of issue, it's not coincidence. When you're 100% wrong, that's not a coincidence.
Well, here's what's also crazy. Of the 15 or so DOJ lawyers that were in the Mueller operation, most of them are still, other than Strzok and Page, running operations against pro-Trump people. We can't get into this yet, but I know you know about some of it off record. I mean, they're beavering around harassing some of Trump's top people right now still.
Right. If you can, Alex, if you can pull up the tweet by James Comey from yesterday.
I've got it right here.
I kind of want to use the exact wording of it.
Here it is. The DOJ has lost its way. Here it is.
Right. The DOJ has lost its way, but I'm going to interpret this for you. But career people, please stay because America needs you. The country is hungry for honest, competent leadership. The translation of that is, please stay, because if you don't, we are, and I can't use the next expletive behind that, and it starts with an F.
We are
pretty much screwed. And that was the theme of the, just to kind of give context to this. On Tuesday, the first hearing after the China virus closed down Congress, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence was having a hearing to confirm Congressman John Ratcliffe. And yeah, to the numbers, the Democratic side was asking the question, are you going to protect the whistleblower? Because if you don't, they're done. They are done. Because if
and
you
it turns
start
out Eric Sirimala was Eric above his eyeballs in the whole gas deal and Hunter Biden.
Eric Sirimala, Sean Misko, who went over the day after the Mueller Mueller hearing flopped. He went over to work for Adam Schiff, and then Adam Schiff, they started to, you know, they created the next narrative to go after Trump with the Ukraine call. It's just nonstop.
Well, here's why Trump and the Justice Department, if there's any good left in them, have to stop this, is that the deep state's not going to stop this. They're going to keep new attacks that just keep escalating.
Right, and that tweet called for continued attack of the president. Stay where you are so you can continue to do what you're doing. And their hope is that if Biden wins, which, I mean, seriously, I'm not even sure if he's going to be losing.
Well, they're going to do it the election fraud. The plan is to shoehorn in Obama and Hillary. They're already saying that.
Yes.
All right, stay right there. Stay right there, Ivan. We'll be right back with hour number two. Then we got.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The super.